Union workers across Montana are celebrating the death of a bill that would have given employees the right to choose whether to join a union when hired by a represented company. Known as the Right to Work Bill, some say its title is misleading. More than 200 people signed up to speak against Senate Bill 376 at a hearing last Friday, and more joined them at a rally outside the State House later that day. Only two people testified in favor. Jim Sumis is principal officer of Teamster Union Local 190. He says it's inappropriate to expect unions to do their work with optional dues.
It's like asking a business to provide a free service. There's cost to the union to provide professional representation and negotiation skills. We provide that for our members, but that comes with a cost.
After the bill failed a committee vote Saturday, its sponsor, Senator Mark Noland of Big Fork, tried to blast it out of committee. 14 majority Republicans joined Democrats to block the move. Union worker Jason Hoddle with Ironworkers Local 732 said that early in his career, he worked in Idaho, a right-to-work state. He couldn't live off the wages, he says, so he moved back to Montana, a state with a strong union history.
And since then, it's been night, day with what it's done for my life, you know, and the people around me and my children and everybody else involved with my life has been the biggest impact.
Hoddle says he rallied at the Capitol to be an example for younger union workers. Montana is one of 23 states that has not passed so-called right-to-work legislation. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.